Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
On August 6, 1945, America dropped a new kind of bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. As President Truman told Americans that day, it was the first use of an atomic bomb.
We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
140,000 people died, most of them were civilians. And tomorrow, President Obama will become the first sitting American president to go to Hiroshima. He will lay a wreath in honor of the dead. To talk about this, we're joined by NPR's White House correspondent, Scott Horsley. Hi there.
Good to be with you, Kelly.
So, Scott, the White House has been very clear that President Obama will not apologize for the bombing or second-guess President Truman. So what is he hoping to accomplish with this trip?
You know, Kelly, the administration is acutely aware that this president's been wrongly accused by Republicans in the past of conducting apology tours, and they've gone out of their way to head that off. The president told Japanese broadcaster NHK, it's appropriate for historians to ask questions about the decision to drop the atomic bomb, but that in the midst of war, leaders make all kinds of decisions, and he's not going to try to put himself into President Truman's shoes. Instead, Obama says he wants to call attention to the fact that in war, generally, innocent people on all sides suffer, and he wants to bring some new urgency to his campaign against nuclear weapons.
The job's not done in reducing conflict, building institutions of peace, and reducing the prospect of nuclear war in the future.
During his first visit to Japan 7 years ago, President Obama said he would like to see Hiroshima. What took him so long from then to now?
This is a dicey diplomatic challenge for the president. Mm-hmm. Most Americans approve of the decision to bomb Hiroshima, but by an even larger majority in Japan, most people say the bombing was unjustified. So Obama's going to have sort of a fine line to walk here.
A fine line, sure, but who's the tougher audience?
Well, obviously the president doesn't want to offend his host, but of course it's American opinion that really counts.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
On August 6, 1945, America dropped a new kind of bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. As President Truman told Americans that day, it was the first use of an atomic bomb.
We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
140,000 people died, most of them were civilians. And tomorrow, President Obama will become the first sitting American president to go to Hiroshima. He will lay a wreath in honor of the dead. To talk about this, we're joined by NPR's White House correspondent, Scott Horsley. Hi there.
Good to be with you, Kelly.
So, Scott, the White House has been very clear that President Obama will not apologize for the bombing or second-guess President Truman. So what is he hoping to accomplish with this trip?
You know, Kelly, the administration is acutely aware that this president's been wrongly accused by Republicans in the past of conducting apology tours, and they've gone out of their way to head that off. The president told Japanese broadcaster NHK, it's appropriate for historians to ask questions about the decision to drop the atomic bomb, but that in the midst of war, leaders make all kinds of decisions, and he's not going to try to put himself into President Truman's shoes. Instead, Obama says he wants to call attention to the fact that in war, generally, innocent people on all sides suffer, and he wants to bring some new urgency to his campaign against nuclear weapons.
The job's not done in reducing conflict, building institutions of peace, and reducing the prospect of nuclear war in the future.
During his first visit to Japan 7 years ago, President Obama said he would like to see Hiroshima. What took him so long from then to now?
This is a dicey diplomatic challenge for the president. Mm-hmm. Most Americans approve of the decision to bomb Hiroshima, but by an even larger majority in Japan, most people say the bombing was unjustified. So Obama's going to have sort of a fine line to walk here.
A fine line, sure, but who's the tougher audience?
Well, obviously the president doesn't want to offend his host, but of course it's American opinion that really counts.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.